it just keeps coming before Masters, Ben. I suppose, like, from a neutral perspective, you just got to respect the way they play the game. You know, they don't try and shut down teams. They're not overly aggressive. You know, you never see them at the ref. They just play the game the right way. In many ways, they remind you of the great Dublin team, the way they used to play it. You know, you couldn't dislike the way they play football because they played it the right way. They played it in the right spirit. And they're just, when I spoke to John Kennedy, their coach, last week, just talked about, you know, how well they're coached, but also how they're allowed to play, and you can see that in them. And he said, listen, that's exactly the way we want to do it. We want to play, we want, of course, get our tactical structure in place, but when we get the ball, we want people to go and express themselves and play, and that's all we want to see. And I suppose from kind of a neutral perspective as well, it looks like there's definitely some serious Donegal County players coming through from this group of players. There's no doubt in that. And I just think, you said, Brendan, there was so much good play right across the board today, but I just slightly have to give it to Senan Carr just for his points and his ability on the ball, his not only his pace and his strength on the ball, but really his awareness on the ball to set up plays. And it was very close. Now all the Carr lads had massive games in there with brilliant moments from Muldoon as well. To two lads in midfield really were the platform for it, and again right across their defence, man, the way their cornerbacks and fullbacks stick tight to their men, they weren't allowing Eve Connolly ever kick the ball in. They had to run it every time. So, you know, as a group, and McGaughan as well was first class in goals too. So again, come back to that, like, no kind of weak area or weak link, they just don't have it. And then they have that brilliance of all those players once they break forward and come in on the attack. So yeah, listen, well deserving champions, and you'd have to just say hats off, well done, the best side today.
Yeah, super performance. And again, you can't not mention Niamh Connell. They battled and battled and battled. They brought it back, I think, at one stage to a 5-point game in the second half, but again, four Masters were able to assert that control around the middle of the park. They gave them, put them on the front foot, and we always knew that they had the quality inside with the likes of Carr, McCall, Thurlock, these type of guys inside. They were going to get the scores if they could get possession, and that's certainly the way it transpired. But it was a hugely impressive performance from four Masters. You couldn't but like it, and you have to give great credit to Niamh Connell too for their battling qualities. They stayed in the game for as long as they could, but just for this four Masters team are something special, Brendan. They're just a generational team, so they are. You know, that have, you know, come so far winning minor titles. Now they're up to under 21, and you know the expectation is that they're going to go on to senior level, and yes, certainly they're going the right way about it, and yeah, they seem to have created something really good down there.
Yeah, and you look at the Brendan, posting 222 today is a massive scoreline, and it just shows the talent they have. But again, only conceding the 1-8, you know, you'd have to say that's brilliant. We're looking down here at Senan Carr, you know, Oisin asked me to get a bit of reaction from the man of the match or the captain. Well, he's both, so he's going, I think, to pick, or is that getting man of the match?
Senna's getting man of the match.
Yeah, he's getting man of the match, sir. I wasn't sure if he was captain or not, but yeah, he's,
I think, Conor Reid is captain.
Conor Reid's captain, yeah, right, yeah. So he's down there now. You can see the two guys picking up their awards, all right. So Senna's down there with the man of the match, and Conor Reid's about to give us a few words. But Brendan, these guys have been so used to this coming through underage, you know, and they are the standard bearers for football. And we're just looking to say the squad, like, you know, 43 players talked here. Like, every team's like a mini academy, you know. You can imagine what training is like at that, you know. It must be absolutely ruthless night on night, but then that breeds, you know, such a high level of play once you come into play teams. So they're probably training at a level which is above most of the games that they're playing, which is very dangerous for all the opposition. And it looks no signs of letting up either. And you'd have to just say, listen, you just have to top your captain, because they've been first class here today. Every area of the pitch, they were on top overall. And even at that time, as you say, Niamh Connell come back with five, we've seen them steady the ship and just completely take over again, and that's hallmark of a top team.
Yeah, so from Father Tierney Park here in Ballyshannon, the 2025 under-21 Michael Murphy Sports A Division A final, Niamh Connell have come out on top with a superb performance, winning the game by 222 to 1-8, and they are deserved under-21 championship for 2025, and they will be coming back to defend that crown, you would imagine, in 2026. So thank you for joining us here today. It's been a super enjoyable match. We've seen a lot of great footballers on display, so we have, and really, really enjoyable afternoon.